It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us. And in studio with me, Callie Baker. She's the Vice President of Community Investment for the Omaha Community Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us today on what is a huge day for you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mike.
Great to have you. Omaha Gives, and I'll say it right now and a couple more times, omahagives.org. It's a huge event. It started at midnight. This morning, if
yes,
you will, and goes until 11:59 tonight.
Yes.
Tell us what happens.
People all over the community in Douglas, Sarpy, and Pottawatomie County are making donations today. Donations start at $10, and they can give to almost 1,000 different nonprofits.
That's incredible. And all in one place.
All in one place, that omahagives.org. We've had about 19,000 people give in previous years, so we'd love to see that. So there's people connecting with nonprofits and making great investments in the community all day today.
Well, I just turned around here and looked at the tote boards. Currently, 11,900 people and counting have made a donation.
Now, those are number of donations. That's not people yet.
Oh.
So that is number of donations. So last year we had 52,000 donations and 19,000 people.
I see. Of
Got
course.
It.
In fact, you're right. I could because when I did mine, and I'm just using it as an example.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not bragging. there were three charities to which I gave. Mm-hmm. So it was one person donating
exactly.
three times,
exactly.
if you will. Okay, very good.
And we love to see that. People supporting multiple nonprofits because there are so many out there to support. So thank you.
Oh, of course. And what's pretty nifty about it is you can basically get on, do one transaction and go, whoa, I've done my philanthropic thing for the quarter. Order,
yeah,
if you
yeah.
will, you know, generally speaking, try to give several times a yep. year, you know. How did this come into effect, this Omaha Gives?
Yeah, well, Giving Days are a great celebration that's happening all over the nation. And 6 years ago, we saw this happening in other communities in Nebraska and thought, why not bring this to Omaha? And the reasons we did that is because it really democratizes giving, because you can start with $10. And oftentimes, people have great intentions to give, but they don't always take the time to give that $10 donation. And today, your $10 can earn one of 100 different $1,000 prizes for nonprofits, so lots of great reasons to give today.
Some people may think, my goodness, $10, it's really not going to make a difference for my charity, but the truth is it does, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Last year, about 80% of donations were $100 or less, and we ended up raising $7.8 million. So that tells you there's a lot of small donations happening, and they add up and make a big difference today.
All those drops in the bucket is really what makes a full pail of water to help everyone out.
Absolutely.
Incredible as it is, omahagives.org is the website. How do organizations get chosen or apply to become a part of the Omaha
yeah.
Gives project?
Local nonprofits that are serving Douglas, Sarpy, and Pottawatomie County register, and actually they can be on the platform all year round, and they can if you give today, you can keep giving to those favorite nonprofits all year round, and you can find them at omahagives.org.
You've been with the Omaha Community Foundation for 11 years. What drew you to this organization?
It's the connection to the community. I don't know where else that I could work that I'd be connected to all the generous people working in this community and all the amazing nonprofits working in this community. So it's a pretty great place to be.
How do you come away with it, or what is your feeling about the impact you can make? Because at some level, it's almost never ending. I mean, it's like a charitable kid in a candy store, isn't it?
I think for each of us, we're moved by different things. And there's so many things that you can give to and so many different ways to make an impact. And I think we see that happen every day. And so today, those connections that are made between people and nonprofits, we know there are so many generous people in this community that there's plenty of support to go around in this very generous community.
Sure. After being here 11 years, are there any favorite moments that you have that kind of stand out?
Yeah. I think one of my most favorite moment related to Omaha Gives is actually a little bit of a somber one. When a couple years ago, Officer Carrier Roseco was killed on the same day that Omaha Gives happened. And it was an incredible tragedy for our community, but the way the community rallied around giving to support Officer Orozco's family was the most amazing moment I've witnessed during Omaha Gives, and I think that that just speaks volumes about our community.
Well, there's no question that Nebraskans, and particularly those in Omaha, have a track record of being generous, and I think that today is no exception. Callie Baker, VP of Community Investment for the Omaha Community Foundation. Tell them where they can go to give.
They can give at omahagives.org, and you can give all day until midnight to help your nonprofits win prizes today.
That's perfect. And the fun part is you can watch the tote board, and I love that. It does remind me of Jerry Lewis in the good old days with that Labor Day telethon, and here you've got your own telethon. You can monitor it at work while you're there. Bring the website up and go from there. Callie, thank you very much for joining us. Morning Edition continues now.